Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Coghill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Harper reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Pete Coghill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coghill takes first base on ball four. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Harper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud. Kubiak reaches second base with a double. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harper takes first base on ball four. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Coghill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coghill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coghill hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Roof and he is out, Auerbach applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0-for-1 in the game. Slayton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on John. Harper moves to second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coggle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a pop-up towards first. Coggle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pete Coggle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Coggle strikes out. One out. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Roof and he is out, Auerbach applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton pinch hits for Jim Slayton. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Auerbach moves to second. Ron Theobald pinch runs for Danny Walden. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Auerbach scores. Theobald moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-3 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Marcelino Lopez now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Pete Coghill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coghill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coghill takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second. Andrews scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud who is chasing the ball. Kubiak reaches third base with a triple. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-3 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy John. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bill Voss now playing right field. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing center field. Walt Williams now playing right field. Steve Keeley now pitching. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Auerbach moves to second. Don Eddy now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Harper strikes out. 1 out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-4 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Auerbach scores. Voss moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Voss moves to third. Savage moves to second. Vicente Romo now pitching. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. 2 outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.